Islamic Revolution, Prelude for Imam Mahdi's Emergence. In the name of God, Salam and welcome to the program. The struggles of the Iranian nation to overthrow the despotic, dependent Pahlavi regime underwent many ups and downs to gain victory. However, the arrival of Imam Khomeini on February 1, 1979, breathed a new spirit in the soul of the nation, and the struggles were seriously accelerated so that, within 10 days, the revolution triumphed and the end of the dictatorial rule was officially announced on radio and TV. Nearly 1.5 months later, a nationwide referendum was held in which over 98% of participants voted for establishment of a ruling system on the basis of Islamic values. The new system was called Islamic Republic of Iran. In those days, very few could guess what effect this system would have on the domestic and global developments. Yet, the great leader of the revolution, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, from the very beginning made it clear that the movement of the Iranian people was indeed setting the ground for the universal movement of the awaited savior of mankind, Imam Mahdi, and his auspicious emergence, inshallah. In the final episode of this series, which is broadcast on 11th of February, the anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, we will further touch upon the issue. Stay tuned, please. It was quite obvious that Imam Khomeini and the Iranian nation were in pursuit of materialization of Islamic teachings in society and the ruling system. But with regards to the hostilities and obstructionism of the United States and other Western regimes, some persons and groups believed that the Islamic Republic would have a short life, which would not allow it to fulfill its promises based on the Islamic laws and teachings. Nevertheless, people wholeheartedly supported the revolution under the guidelines of their wise leader. Thus, the system, despite engagement in separatist plots, assassination of officials and laymen by terrorist outfits, economic sanctions of the United States, imposition of the eight-year war and other schemes, not only survived but also turned into a sturdy and robust tree after 45 years. Imam Khomeini and his rightful successor, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, have made it clear several times that we are just moving in the course of establishing the Islamic rule, and there is a long way to cover to reach the lofty goals of Islam and full realization of the divine goals, which will be feasible only through the universal uprising of the Redeemer of mankind, Imam Mahdi. May God hasten his reappearance. Imam Khomeini said on this, "A revolution is the starting point of the great revolution of the Islamic world under the banner of Hazrat Hojjat Imam Mahdi. May God favor all Muslims and the world people and ordain his emergence in this age." The Islamic Republic of Iran has proved that its policies and plans, both inside the country and abroad, on the basis of the Islamic ideals and the ideals pertaining to Mahdaviyat, the belief in the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. It is quite clear that Western regimes deem the spiritual values preached and proclaimed by Iran as a big dam ahead of their unholy desires and interests. Therefore, they do their best incessantly to hinder the way of a spread of this enlivening breeze. Interestingly, there are some narrations from the Prophet of Islam and his Ahlul Bayt, which refer to the movement before the global revolution of Imam Mahdi, which will act as a prelude for the Imam's revolution. For instance, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, named some people who staged an uprising from the east and set the ground for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. Numerous hadiths point to a man who carries the banner of struggles from Iran and finally joins Imam Mahdi. Yet, a very noteworthy hadith from Imam Musa Kazem, the seventh infallible successor of the Prophet, reads in this regard, "A man from Qom invites people to the truth. People gather around him like parts of iron. Storms of events do not make them tremble, and they do not get tired of war. They are not scared, and they trust in God, and the end is for the God weary." This hadith bears high resemblance to the features of the Islamic Revolution and the personality of Imam Khomeini. He started his movement from the city of Qom, and the brave people gathered around him and followed his cause. The outward awe and pomp of the Pahlavi regime and the unflinching support of the United States and many corrupt governments for the regime couldn't shake the resolve of the Iranian people, and they successfully toppled the despotic regime and set up the Islamic rule instead. The Iranian people, with trust in God, pursue the materialization of Islam in every aspect and seek to continue the revolution till the universal revolution of the awaited savior of mankind, Imam Mahdi. The 45-year practice of the Islamic Republic proves that it follows the goals and values mentioned in the hadith regarding the movement and government of Imam Mahdi. Imam Mahdi's first measure will be to fight oppression and injustice with obliteration of corrupt rules. The Islamic Republic, too, has also shown opposition against injustice and dominance in words and deeds. That's why many people in other countries have learned this lesson from Iran. Establishment of justice is another feature of the rule of Imam Mahdi. To materialize this lofty ideal is very hard, but the Islamic Republic has exerted its utmost in this direction. Ayatollah Khamenei, pointing to the occultation of Imam Mahdi, says, "For 1,000 years, the Islamic Ummah has been praying for fairness and justice. Upon its emergence, this Islamic system's first job is to execute fairness and justice. Fairness and justice are the most obligatory jobs. We want even welfare for fairness and justice. However, the leader is not satisfied with the measures taken for removal of discrimination and believes that the move towards the great ideal should be faster. The support for the deprived and trying to solve their problems is another feature of the global government of Imam Mahdi. The Islamic Republic, too, has taken a lot of measures to remove deprivation and poverty with creation of welfare for them." The officials of the Islamic Republic have made great efforts to spread the Islamic values similar to the time of Imam Mahdi. Today, the Iranian people manifestly show their love for their Redeemer of mankind as they try hard to prepare the ground for his reappearance, despite all barriers created by the front of arrogance led by the United States and the equally wicked regime Israel. the renowned experts of Islamic studies and great teacher of seminaries, Ayatollah Abdullah Javadi Amoli, writes in his book, Imam Mahdi, The Promised Being, "The precious Islamic revolution led by late Imam made it quite clear that with a small number of people, one can stage a deep uprising and grand movement against taghut, rebel, and rebellion, with awakening of dormant hearts of men, make them accompany oneself, and through elimination of the rebellious system, witness the sunrise of the divine and Islamic rule."